Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're trading for Brandon Ayuk, then you know that a deal is coming. And actually, like, I don't know if a deal is going to get done. I know the 49ers would like it. I know there are definitely other teams interested in paying some draft capital. I know the 49ers would like a one. I don't know that another team is there yet. But I think the main thing is the market is getting more defined by the day. Yeah, the Devontae Smith deal. That's $25 million per year in new money. This one will probably, for the first 3 years, end up at around $28 per year in new money over the first 3 years. The market is pretty well defined if the 49ers are able to get done a Brandon Ayuk deal. It helps.
That was Ian Rappaport on the McAfee Show, sponsored by Dude Waves. Soon to be sponsoring Bill Belichick's podcast. The Twitch chat likes the Dude Wipes idea. I mean, it's very comical to me for Bill to read. I mean, RK made a great point. Bill having to do reads for a podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, that is funny.
No matter what the sponsor is, like, we're not picking on Dude. Whoever it is going to be funny. No matter what he's reading an ad for, will be funny.
No, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Twitch had this one.
This is some
Dude Wipes.
So there you go. Rap Sheet is talking about Ayuk. Yesterday, Mike Silver wrote a piece that the 49ers won a first-round pick. And we discussed this yesterday late in the show, Arkham. We're like, well, is that good or bad for the Pats? They're not going to give up three for Ayuk. Mm-hmm. 34 is not a first-round pick. It's close, but it's not. So does that put the Patriots on the outside looking in? Are the Niners just posturing? Are they really going to get a first-round pick for him, or do they just want one, which means they'll take a high second? We can play that out. Rappaport also said, separately there, and he said this last night as well on the NFL Network, the Niners probably aren't going to be the team that's going to pay him the most money.
Yeah, probably not.
So if that's really true, if the Niners are saying, we want you, but we're going to make you take less, then he's going to move. He wants a new contract. And I think he wants big money. And you saw what St. Brown got paid.
Yep.
You know, we've seen what some of these wide receiver contracts have done. And we brought this up earlier in the show based on wide receivers not hitting their second contract.
And Ayuk responded to that on Instagram, to the St. Brown thing.
Oh, the same
posted a video of him like dancing around like, I'm getting paid. Yeah.
I thought you were saying he responded to the Get Up tweet from Schefter this morning. I'm sorry. No, I did see that where he was dancing around on Instagram, Antonio Brown style. So,
and he's only got one more year, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Ayuk?
I think there's a chance he gets traded tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he's getting traded here. Like, I think a lot of Patriots fans are like, ooh, he's getting traded. Again, answer the question for me. And I know what Tommy Curran has said. Tommy Curran has said, well, they have money to spend, so they're going to spend it. I don't believe that. I think the money they're not spending, they're paying to Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's still getting $25 million. And so they're not going to turn around and give a big, fat, giant contract to Brandon Ayuk. They're not going to. If they do, I'll applaud them. I'd love it. Same with A.J. Brown, same with T. Higgins. Why would the Patriots be that team? You have to give up the pick,
right,
call it 34, and a contract. I'll believe that when I see it. I don't believe it. But I now believe he's moving. If the Niners are openly putting out there, we want you to take less, we're not going to give you the biggest deal, they're going to trade him because he's going to want a big deal.
I'd agree with that. And I think that, you know, because there's other names out there that could potentially be on the trade block, the Niners can wait. You know, they're not in any rush. They can sort of put it out there like, this is what we're going to do. There's probably going to be some other guys out there that are going to get traded or moved. And if we get the offer that we like, then we'll take it. We want a first-round pick. He's not worth a first-round pick, Brandon Ayuk, I don't think. He's a good player, but I don't think he's worth that.
Is he worth 34?
Yeah, probably.
Well, then again, what's the difference?
First-round pick, there's a connotation that sort of comes with that, I think. And if you say it's a second-round pick, even if it's a high one, it's just that's a different negotiating point to start at. So I think that's sort of what they're looking for. I don't think they're expecting that. Especially not with Brown and Higgins and these other guys sort of floating around there on the trade block, too. I just think that it's less likely then that you're going to get some real bidding war for Brandon Ayuk. But if you do, great. And if the Patriots are part of it, also great. I think they should be in on all three of those guys and try, and at the very least, to land one of them. They don't value wide receivers that way. And that wasn't just a Belichick thing. I think that's continuing now with this new regime.
So let's see. It definitely was not a Belichick thing. True. So far, they have not valued a wide receiver. That's definitely true. But let's see if that changes. I don't think they're going to be in on guys like Ayuk. I hope they are. A couple of items here. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Should New England select a quarterback at 3? Don't be surprised if it seriously considers a wide receiver at 34, assuming the options it likes are available. The Patriots could swing a trade for a wide receiver. Would it be shocking if they didn't come out of the draft with a pass catcher somewhere relatively high? Okay, so he's saying they could make a trade, but even still, they're going to take a wide receiver highly in the draft. Russini had more on this. Her and Chad Graff at The Athletic. Day two options for the Pats. Left tackle and wide receiver are expected to be the top two spots they target with their two selections Friday night. The question is which comes first. As the Patriots shift to a zone running scheme, they'd like an athletic left tackle who can move well rather than be the kind of mauler they've had in the past. Fortunately for them, there are several such options available on day two.
They also don't want to have to adjust their toilets anymore.
Nope, that's true. Trent Brown was filling those up, and not exactly a mobile left tackle. True. More of a mauler.
Save some money on those special toilets.
A mauler to defenses and toilets as well. At wide receiver, New England is focused on an outside wide receiver more than a slot. I don't love that answer. And I think I know the logic. The logic is, well, they have Pop Douglas, and they have other guys who can play in the slot.
Kendrick Bourne
can play there, but I don't love focusing on purely an outside receiver. I'd like a guy who can play in the slot, play outside, move around the formation.
Yeah, or a slot receiver who's, I don't know, better than Pop Douglas maybe. Like, is that such a crazy thing to want?
Thank you.
Come on.
The problem for them, unlike offensive tackle, where there are a few good athletes on day two, where there are a few good athletes on day two, is that a lot of receivers projected to go on day two project best for the slot. That could force them to prioritize wide receiver, perhaps someone like Xavier Leggett or Keon Coleman. Leggett, I don't like. Coleman, I love. At number 34, and wait on an offensive tackle until round 3. One more item, Arkan, and then I'll get your thoughts on it. This is Daniel Jeremiah. Let me get the tweet. Daniel Jeremiah, earlier today, whose draft coverage I love and value. He says that, to summarize my last 5 phone calls, this is earlier today, everyone is moving up for an offensive tackle. So what should they take at 34? They need a receiver. I don't think they're trading 34 for Ayuk or Higgins or A.J. Brown or anyone like that. I want the receiver at 34. But is it possible? Wide receiver is deeper, and there's more scarcity, and they need to take the tackle at 34 or, you know, trade up into the 20s to secure a tackle because they may not be available after that point.
No, I think that you need to go with the not blue chip wide receivers because you're not picking that at 34, but there's still going to be a bunch of guys at the end there like Worthy and Mitchell, Coleman, who you mentioned, the kid from Georgia who's a slot receiver, but he's still, you know,
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, McConkey, who's still a good prospect. And there's a couple other guys too, but I just think that, you know, this is looking like, and maybe it won't be because you never really know, but it's looking like it's going to be a very, very good wide receiver draft. It's just very deep. There's guys, you know, the beginning and the end of the round.
Okay, but isn't that a reason to take the tackle at 34? Like, I want the wide receiver at 34.
I don't think so, because I think that there's going to be a run on them in those areas. I think at the beginning of the first round and at the end of the first round, you're going to see it. You're going to see a run on wide receivers. And once they're all gone, they're gone. So I'd rather be in on those runs. Gross. I'd rather be in on those runs.
Dude wipes.
then get the tackle later on than to miss out on the first round guys or even the early second round guys just because that's what you need.
Here's my hope. Everybody's moving up for a tackle. A bunch of tackles go in the 20s. It pushes a receiver down to you at 34.
Or something like that would be great, too.
That's my hope.
Yeah.
And so do you like Adonai Mitchell? Do you like Xavier Worthy? Do you like, I mean, maybe even Brian, I don't think Brian Thomas is going to fall all the way down to 34. Maybe you like Brian Thomas, and he's falling.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, maybe it's like I said, I like Keon Coleman. And I see Keon Coleman mocked to the Patriots a lot. I like him. I know he didn't run a great 40 time. If you want to get into like nerdy next gen stats, you know, separation and things like that, mm-hmm. despite running a 4.6 or whatever he ran, tons of separation at Florida State. I like him. I don't like Xavier Leggett, but maybe that's a name you like. Hopefully that pushes somebody down to pick 34.
Yeah. Did you mention Wilson? I was just checking there. For Michigan, Roman Wilson?
I don't think you think he's in play at 34.
I think he could be.
So that's a third round type of receiver that I like. Like if you're passing on a receiver at 34 and taking a tackle, because everybody else is taking a tackle and you don't mm-hmm. want to miss out. Roman Wilson, after that next tier of guys, all the names we mentioned, I would hope to get him at 60, whatever they're picking,
yeah.
six,
well,
five.
You pick J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, God.
No.
Brian just gave you a thumbs up. You were thinking the same thing? Tandem.
Something to think about. That's the only way I'd ever want him.
Yeah, let's run back the Michigan passing game. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's run that back. It was so awesome in college. I know they won the title. They didn't win because of their passing game. Let's run back the Michigan passing game. Like LSU I would get. You know, you can get Neighbors, and that's probably not realistic. You could somehow get Thomas and Jaden Daniels, or I would even get like Drake May and Tez Walker to a degree. Let's run the Michigan passing game back. Let's do that.
If you have McCarthy
in the NFL,
I'd be all right bringing in someone he's comfortable with.
I like Roman Wilson. I'm not. If they draft JJ McCarthy, I'm out on Roman Wilson. I'm out, and I like him, but I'm out. I'm not pairing the Michigan offense in the NFL.
All right,
draft Blake Corum.
That was the only other wide receiver I could think of. That would even be in the mix there. And the only reason I'd ever even consider him is if you already drafted J.J. McCarthy.
617-779-7937. Coleman's 40 is like a 4.7. Roba in the Twitch chat. I just said a 4.6. I was going off the top of my head. I thought it was 4.6 something. You know who ran a slow 40 last year and had tons of separation on all the next-gen stats? Puka Nacua. So to me, I like Keon Coleman. That's who I like out of that second tier of receivers after, call it, Brian Thomas Jr. I like him more than any other receiver.
Did you say Poopa? Dude wipes.
Hashtag dude wipes. Or in the case of Mego, lady wipes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.